Do you want to learn effective ways to build relationships, generate sales, and grow your business from successful entrepreneurs, startups, and CEOs without listening to a long, long, long interview? If so, you've come to the right place. Gresham Harkness values your time and is ready to share with you precisely the information you're in search of. This is the I Am CEO Podcast.
Hello, this is Gresh from the I Am CEO Podcast, powered by Blue 60 Media, CB Nation, and all the awesome things that we're trying to do for our entrepreneurs and business owners to become more successful at their crafts and their experiences and all the awesome things that they're bringing out to the world. And this is a very, very special episode. And usually with each of the episodes, I try to do kind of a solo podcast to give you a kind of current state of where we are with some of the things that we're doing. Unfortunately, I am recording this during the COVID-19 epidemic, if you can call it that, or just putting loads and loads of shockwaves to the entire world, personal world, and also the business world as well, too. So I just wanted to take this time just to kind of go through each of the things that we can, you know, think about as business owners, but also kind of hopefully bring some light to some of the changes and evolutions we can make so that we can be better entrepreneurs and business owners. So with that being said, as I usually start everything out with a story, I just wanted to break down to you exactly why and when I started my business. I actually graduated during the economic crisis, and that was one of those pivotal moments in history where I hear a lot of the most successful companies, and successful is a relative term, but one of the biggest things that I heard was that, and I read from some Robert Kiyosaki books, was that anybody or a lot of businesses that were in the Fortune 500 at that time were started during an economic crisis and downturn. So as I record this and as I speak from what I don't think it necessarily is right now, but it's kind of going towards potentially being that economic downturn again, understand that there's a tremendous amount of opportunities. And for me, I personally just was interested in entrepreneurship and business. And one of the reasons that I even know that fact or that information is just because I basically went full in on reading everything I could and as much as I could about entrepreneurship and business and CEOs and entrepreneurs and business owners, what made them successful, what didn't make them successful, great successes that they had, but also mistakes that they had. So that's what kind of turned into what was the Herepreneur site initially, blossomed into CEO Blog Nation, and now is CB Nation at that time. So what I just wanted to bring to light is that for everybody, and definitely for me, a lot of times this is a very chaotic moment in history, but I think that as a country, as a world, really, we'll be able to kind of look back and hopefully see that there were some opportunities that came from this, you know, really traumatic and pivotal moment in history. So with that being said, again, I started CB Nation largely to help out entrepreneurs and business owners being successful, to hear those stories, to hear about things that people did to be successful and different hacks and nuggets and things that we can take on as entrepreneurs and business owners to be more successful. So that's kind of the beat of what CB Nation is about, all about increasing the business success rate. And right in line with that is Blue 60 Media, and Blue 60 Media is really focused on helping to build that foundation for entrepreneurs and business owners. And right now we're going to also pivot as well too. I usually say we do web design and SEO, and SEO is super broad, but I'm going to add the content piece to that as well too, because especially now, not just because of, you know, this current state and the pandemic that we're experiencing right now, but also just as a whole, content is something that's going to be very, very important. And it's a really great way to drive your SEO and your rankings as well, too. So you're going to see a lot of changes across our site, not really tremendous changes, but just adding that content piece because of how important it is. And because really, from a CB Nation standpoint, that's really what we do very well, is the ability to kind of create and reproduce and repurpose the content that we have on our site. So the way we serve clients is basically is focused primarily on visibility, and I say visibility plus resources equals success. The visibility piece from the CB Nation piece, from the CB Nation angle, is really focused on trying to create content for CEOs, entrepreneurs, and business owners to be successful, and hearing the stories and the profiles of these successful business owners so we know exactly what they do, how to get in contact with them, what makes them unique. But at the same time, it can be that, or it can even be visibility around resources. So what resources are available to us that can help us be more successful? Is there a book that we should read if we're in or experiencing an economic downturn, which we have, you know, featured on our bookshelf? Are there, you know, certain organizations or groups that we should leverage, that we should know about as well too? And just kind of having that understanding of the resources and the visibility of the products and services, the businesses that are around, is really what we're trying to do and create that hub. And we do that from like a product standpoint, where we're creating the platform and we're hoping to bring people, as many people as possible, to our platform. Whereas with Blue 60 Media, it's a lot more helping people build those same similar foundations for their target market. And the philosophy around that is that you are a media company, just understanding how to create that platform and the content and information for your target market. So that's basically what we help business owners do, and we focus on that tactically from a web design and an SEO standpoint, and of course, as I mentioned before, a content standpoint. So our secret sauce, or my secret sauce, typically during these I'll talk about the You Are a Media Company being our secret sauce, but my personal secret sauce, I think, is just doing a lot of inner work. I think that is the thing that kind of has set me apart, where sometimes it's noisy, you can follow other people, do see what other people are doing, but I think the thing that has been to my advantage, I would say, over the last maybe 8 to 10 years, is really not trying to follow the pack. And I don't do that on purpose. I think it's something that's naturally within me to not necessarily go the way that everybody else's goes. I think you still feel that pull, which is natural, I think, for everybody, but I think that contrarian type of I guess mindset is what definitely does set me apart. And I think also my really big philosophy is not to get caught in the middle. So when building a business, if you have a, you know, whatever, you know, success is to you, but if you build, like, let's just say, for example, a six-figure business, you don't want to get caught in building a $250,000 business if that's not your goal. If your middle is that, I think so many times we can get really stuck in that middle, and it kind of precludes us or blocks us from being able to create that multi-$1 million or $1 billion business. So I think the middle sometimes, and the middle can be different, I just threw out some numbers, could be definitely different for everybody, but I think just thinking through those things and having that awareness of myself, but having awareness of also what I'm trying to achieve, and trying to make sure that I'm making decisions in alignment with that, not what everybody else might want me to do or say I should do, is really what kind of, I think, sets me apart. And I think any true entrepreneurial person probably has a lot of that. But I think that because of the state of being an entrepreneur, of thinking in a different way, it is very lonely. Sometimes you have that insecurity, doubt in yourself as to whether or not you're doing right. But one of the consistent things that I've heard during these episodes, with a lot of people say, is that they wish they had trusted their gut more. And I think that gut is that quiet voice when you are in that solitude and you do know exactly what you should do, how to make those decisions. I think so many times we ignore that, but I think that is definitely something that is what I would like to call my secret sauce. So as I normally do, I'm going to switch gears a little bit, and I'm going to go right into the CEO hack. And that's basically, if you haven't listened to the show, it's an app, a book, or a habit that you have, something that makes you more effective and efficient. So for me, especially during this time, I'm gonna end up putting out a lot more content and information around, you know, different ways that you can be more remote. As you may know, our team's fully remote, team of 8 at this moment. And we basically work from different parts of the world, different countries, and we leverage a lot of different technology to be able to do that. But one of the biggest tips and probably hacks that I can mention is using Zoom. We use Zoom, and I use Zoom for my interviews on the podcast. It actually splits the audio tracks. It does so many things. It automatically goes from the recording to the Dropbox. The Dropbox is put into our Basecamp. The Basecamp goes and is accessed by the editor and also accessed by by Mercy, who creates the content. So Mahad and Mercy are the ones that are really doing a lot of work behind the scenes. So I definitely want to shout them out. But I also want you to know how pivotal Zoom is, because this past week I actually went on my first Zoom networking meeting. I've been on networking calls, but this was like actually structured from a face-to-face networking event. Because of the things that are going on in the world now, we're not being able to meet face-to-face in the traditional way. So we had a Zoom networking meeting. It was really something that a lot of people are trying to take advantage of in the health and wellness, especially too. I have a client who is a yoga instructor. She's definitely working on that as well too. So just really trying to leverage this technology as much as possible, but you can definitely use Zoom. As it stands now, I think they are tweaking some things from what I saw on the website, but as it stands now, it's basically free to use Zoom if it's a one-to-one. It could be a recording or just a video chat with a person. So it's really great for those one-to-one meetings. If you have a third or up to, I believe, 99th person on the recording or in the meeting, then you have to, you're limited to about 40 minutes. And when you're at that 40 minutes, they'll ask you if you want to upgrade into a pro account. But basically, you can do a lot of things within Zoom. You can do everything from whiteboards to being able to share your screen to also showing both your screen and yourself. You can record it. You can do workouts. You can do podcasts. You can do so many things with Zoom. So I think it's something you should really take advantage of. If you haven't heard of it, definitely, you know, check it out. And then also go over to our CEO hack. hack.co site, and that site is going to have loads of hacks that people can do and take advantage of to be more efficient, effective, also to be just completely honest, to save money hopefully as well too. So we'll have some coupon codes and things on the site too, but really hoping to leverage those tools and those hacks so that we can be more effective and efficient and you can be more successful. So with that being said, as my CEO nugget is simply that prepare for the worst times. And it's something that I was kind of aware of during the economic crisis, that I always knew that there was those businesses, those entrepreneurs that were able to continue to market, to continue to get their name out there, to be even more aggressive, arguably, during those really dark moments. So it's advice that I would have for myself back when I started my business, even though it wasn't during that economic time, it was a little bit after. But I think it's even more pressing now for people to remind themselves of that, how important it is to market, to brand, to be on podcasts, to create a podcast, to use as many free resources as possible, to be use as many very inexpensive resources as possible to try to get their name out there and to get and connect with people as well too, and develop those relationships, because at this time it's going to get really, really difficult to be able to develop those connections, develop those relationships with people. It is so important to be able to do that. So if I can go back in that time machine and give myself that nugget, it would definitely be to hunker down and really just continue to push, continue to get your name out there, continue to market, understand that tough times don't last, but tough people do. So be a tough person. And that's advice I would give to myself, but definitely I would give to anybody else as well too. And with that being said, the final thing that I just wanted to say, just for all the CEOs, entrepreneurs, and business owners, it's a really kind of difficult time for business. And some businesses are obviously flourishing and benefiting from I don't mean in a malicious way, but just because of the state of what's happening in the world, there are going to be businesses that are going to really be able to benefit from what's happening. It's not that they necessarily want to, it's just the fact that things are shifting and things are changing. So with that being said, I think that in this day and age, I would probably define being a CEO, a great CEO, as being a phenomenal leader, and a leader that has, the strength, that has the maybe even mental awareness to be able to understand that this is a difficult time. I don't think that you can look blindly at what's going on and say and ignore it. And I think that you have to take it and understand it for what it is, maybe even plan for it being so much worse than we expect it to be. And that's when I think if you continue to do the things on a regular basis that can help you to maintain your sanity, your mental health, whether that be, you know, working out inside, whether that be yoga, meditation apps, whether that be, you know, Zooming with friends. You know, I've seen people do Zoom happy hours or Zoom coffee chats. So just so many different ways for us to stay connected, to stay really, I guess, as even keeled as possible as we can be during this time. I think that's going to make us, you know, even better as CEO. So for me, definitely CEO is all about that leadership. It's about that ability to be able to understand exactly what you need to do for yourself. And I think that will spill over and pour as our cup overflows into the others that are around us, whether that be teammates, whether that be partners or clients. When we are that stoic leader and that stoic CEO, we're able to help make the world around us so much better. But it begins definitely with us. So with that being said, this is Gresh signing out. Truly appreciate you know, listen to the podcast. Please, you know, leave a review if you can as well too. My direct website is iamgresh.com. You can check me out there, see all the links and information and things that I'm working on as well too. But of course, you can check us out at cbnation.co and of course blue16media.co. Thanks and stay safe and stay blessed as well too.
Thank you for listening to the I Am CEO podcast powered by Blue 16 Media. Tune in next time and visit us at imceo.co. I Am CEO is not just a phrase, it's a community. Be sure to follow us on social media and subscribe to our podcast on iTunes, Google Play, and everywhere you listen to podcasts. Subscribe and leave us a 5-star rating. Grab CEO gear at www.ceogear.co. This has been the I Am CEO podcast with Gresham Harkless. Thank you for listening.